He's just tired here. He didn't want to sit there. Everybody's hungry. As this is a pre-bid for three separate contracts, Chris, did anybody get the recording?
There's the door.
The contract numbers are VA 330, 331, and 332, all of which involve replacing culverts and or pipes in various locations in the county specified in each contract. As a result of Hurricane Matthew and the damage that severe to that our division received during the storm. My name is Wynn Bridges. I'm the Division Project Development Engineer. And I guess the same to do while the sign up keeps going around. And please make sure that you sign up for the pre-bid. And with all of our pre-bids, you can represent only one company. So you can't come in here and broker for 3 or 4 times in 3 or 4 different companies. So you are representing who you came here to represent. My name is Wynn Bridges, Division Project Development. We'll just go around the table and then go around the wall.
That's John Cole, Authority Land of Lookhartsville, E.D. Williams.
John Riggle, State of Construction.
Denver Lane, Plain Town Custom.
Barton Horn, PA 11.
Dan Watson, PA 11.
Barry Hobbs, Division Project Manager with DOT.
Robert Moody, RPC.
Darren Schultz, with Bob Brown Lee.
Jonathan Devins, that's the room corporation.
VA 330 is Carolina and McClellan. VA 331 is Hertford and Northampton. And VA 332 is Berkey and Cameron. I know somebody that knows this, I'm about to give you one second behind the word Berkey and Cameron got together. But there's one side of Cameron that had to be dealt with, and it was just not a particular contract. It is what it is. We have copies of each of these contracts. Now, I don't have enough, I don't think, everybody in here to get one piece. So, they're all online, you can get them from there, but if you need something to refer to, at least you can get one of these three. My intent this morning is to go through the basic contact document, each one of them pretty much alike, and then when I go through this basic contact package for one of them, we will then go through and can talk specifics about the site included in each contract and try to answer any specific questions you may have. Every time I will be referring to John or Ryan Cook, Charles, whatever. So, if everybody's good as we pass these back, how many need a copy of something to look at? In the corner,
Okay.
Okay. All right. If everybody's got something, I'm going to go over 331 just because it happens to be one day in front of me. 331 says the date and time of bid opening for all of them are December 14th at 2 p.m. Barry, are these going to be electronic or are these actually paper here?
They can be either one.
Okay. So you can do this, this will be available for electronic bidding for middle, or you can, I guess you can bring it in here traditionally in an envelope, see them signed and all that. So I want to get that out in front, whichever way, so everybody knows which way they can submit the bid. December 14th at 2 p.m., replacement of existing pipes and culvert. Much like always, I direct your attention to this particular page 4 of instructions for bidder, making sure that you complete everything you're supposed to complete, make sure you sign it, seal it. Don't modify it. Addendums or whatnot, they'll be sent out accordingly. If you do submit it traditionally, make sure it's in a sealed envelope with the proper information you see written for each respective one on that envelope. If you're submitting paper bids for each one, put each one in a separate envelope so they don't want them all up in one and submit them that way. Submit each one individually. And then we'll be open at 2 p.m. on Wednesday the 14th. Scope of work, the project is for pipe culvert replacement, and this will be in Kirkwood and Northampton, one in Chillon, Coquimbin, one in Berkeley and Kansas. Contract shall follow best management practices in regard to erosion control. You will probably not like it. There are permits with each one of these locations, and the permits will have specific things included in it, but other than that, the erosion control, there'll be items in the contract, and best management practices will be observed to execute the work. There may not be a specific erosion control plan in each location other than what may be in the permit. So the items included, and then you use best management to get it done. So, for example, this one consists of installing corrugated aluminum pipe culvert, removing the existing culvert, excavation back filling with a bunch of stones on top of the proposed pipe culvert. Then base course and surface, grading, rip wrap, road control, season marking, drainage, and all the other similar items included with it. The control points and reference station benchmarks are furnished by the department on an initial one-time basis. The contractor will not be responsible for storing existing water and sewer lines if they exercise caution to take other utilities within the project limits. The intent is the utility will be disabled, water and sewer will be disabled and out of the way. Is that what we've been following? Is water and sewer, whatever, will be disabled and out of the way?
Yep.
Well, the intent is it'll be disabled and out of the way. You won't be responsible for moving that part of the contract.
There will be some instances where the water line may still be in service, and as we dig it out, they're going to cut it, remove the pipe water line out of y'all's way, and then once the pipe is put back in the ground and you start backfilling, they're going to come back over the top of the pipe with a new water line, so there will be a time period there that you'll have to stop the hook on that one side to allow them to put the pipe back together and get it back in service. So that's just mainly a more half-day somebody.
That's where I'm headed out there. Yes, I need someone with in place.
Yeah,
in place. I want to make sure we don't have to work around
them. No. Our instructions to utility owners have been to valve it off each end, disable it. If it gets uncovered, cut it in two, and then you can lift it out of the way. And then, obviously, to keep them from having to bore some huge, long bore in some of these locations, and if you get it back to about the grave, if you set it back in, collar it, and then you're going back covered up.
Well, we might have to work around the telephone and television cables that are laying in the way.
They should be moved prior to, they'll be rolled up enough flat that you can get them outside of your work zone and then, or outside of the work area. And then once you start backfilling, you'll just lay the cables and everything back into the hole and cover them up.
Okay. And these are the only reason I'm asking, we are engaged in some of these in other locations in the state, and we're having the CCF and cable work under them. We've got one that's got an active clean water line in the middle of it. They called us yesterday morning that the facility did not found, and we're having to be good for us to cut in valve during the day. That's why I'm
That is our driving force with the utility on it. Y'all know as well as I do. May or may not be what it's supposed to be. That's what we're trying to attempt them to do is get it out of the way. The contractor shall remove any accessible debris within the project limit or within the reach of the equipment, but all machines shall remain within the existing right of way. If we've had any debris, material, asphalt, whatnot, to wash aside, like off the right of way, whatever you can reach while you're working there, you need to recover it and dispose of it, and that's just incidental to your site grading line zone. We would not expect you to go off the right of way and obtain debris, nor would we expect you to bring in some special long reach hoe or anything like that to get out there and get anything. But if it's within reach of your machine, just clean up what we can reach and dispose of. DOT is requisitioned and is ordering all the pipes, culverts, etc. to affect this work. You will not be expected to have to contact suppliers and order pipes. We are getting the pipes. It says the contractor shall request delivery of the department furnished pipe within a minimum of 36 hours prior to proposed installation. We are having the pipes ordered. We have a tentative anticipated delivery order. They're being manufactured in order which we place the requisition so we can know about, you know, in all these pipes which ones come and whom. They will be delivered to our site, to the yards or whatnot, and we will bring them to you. The supplier says we need to be 36 hours of notice that I won't box, you know, next day.
Is that previous with that schedule so that we can use that for bidding purposes? I mean, it's
kind of important. It is kind of important.
Right now, your first set of culverts, the first set of culverts for each project will be, we will have possession of them by the first of January. After that, we're supposed to be receiving a culvert a week. There is a lot of, and I know it's hard for y'all to get it this way, but with the mass damage across the entire state of North Carolina, well, the eastern part of North Carolina, the eastern Virginia, and South Carolina.
There's a real logjam in culvert.
Yeah. They're doing everything they can to fabricate these culverts as quickly as they can, but they're also trying to keep just not the Division 1, but the Division 2, Division 3, Division 4, Division 6, all trying to keep their contractors happy as well. So, and all of these culverts are coming from one supplier, so it's really complicated. But they truly believe that by the 1st of January, we will have the three culverts, one culvert for each one of the sites, and then it will go back to one culvert for each site again, and we should be able to receive at least one per week. I don't know how quickly y'all are figuring on some of these will take more than a week to probably put in.
So one culvert per contract?
One culvert per contract will be available the first week in January.
Okay.
But then the second culvert, the first one,
should be delivered about a week apart from there.
Right, so you couldn't now get them the 3 weeks later if you're on the first contract.
So I thought you said that each contract is going to get one each week.
No,
it'll be one culvert per week after that.
Yeah. I mean,
we're already... And they're going to try to do everything they can to provide a more defined schedule, but right now, they're still getting requisitions in. Of course, those are on the back of it. So the ones that they've got already are the ones that they're concentrating on. Our supplier is not in state. He's in Kansas right now, so he doesn't have very much cell service. But he's going to try, when we get back, he hopes to have something to us a little bit more definitive, and hopefully we can provide that maybe to y'all the first part of the week.
Okay. Is the head wall the major issue on the center?
Yeah.
Have you considered concrete head wall?
We haven't.
I don't know that it makes any real difference. I mean, I don't know.
That would be more designed.
Right.
In the play of gear, I have been engineered there. We do have engineers drawing for those, but that would complicate the process and probably slow it down a little more.
I understand.
Okay. So, we're going to attempt to deliver this stuff as efficiently as we can. We know this is not optimum. It would be nice if they were all just laying around our yard today, and you show up and just have a rehearsal, and then a lesson, but it is what it is. I think we're lucky to get those people to get
considering all the ones you correct.
Right.
You mentioned the stop sign for these. Can you just copy the booth? If not, I need to move the dimensions on the head wall, because the width of the head wall directly impacts how much flooring that's putting.
What
do you call
the permit
on? It does not have this width.
Does it have
width on it? No, I'm checking unless I'm missing. It's got the length, it just has head walls. It does not have the dimensions of the head walls. The stop drawings were the only thing on the other division.
We could provide you the drawings that we were provided when we actually did the culverts out. They have the dimensions on there. Some of them we do have the engineer drawings on, some of them we don't have.
I don't think the lines.
No, I think
some of them.
Not
all of them. We have the stop drawings that have the dimensions.
The stop drawings will have all the dimensions as far as the width.
Are all of these straight head walls, or do we even have wings on?
They are all straight. I believe
that's
right. Yeah. I don't think
we
have any better players.
These are the things we're running across another place.
I think these are all
players. Okay. So y'all will provide these missions.
Yeah, we can provide that.
Well, can we just go for a little?
Yeah.
We can make them put them on maybe the same level and whichever one that you get.
We'll put them on the website.
Thank you. DOT provided pipes, look at all of it. That includes 2 days of pipe supply supervision. So our supplier will have somebody there 2 days for each one. And if for some reason there's any additional need for some technical expertise, it'll be up on the contractor to work that out of the pipe supply. So he has agreed to be there.
Now, is it one guy, multiple guys?
It's just one guy.
He goes down it.
If he put his pipe in place,
I want to go that way.
There's one on my side.
Went that way.
Well, it's just one individual. They'll be able to provide.
What he's asking is, it's one individual at each site.
Yeah.
It's not one to deal with every contract we got on the street,
right.
But they're not going to send a team out there.
No, they only need one.
Yeah, but I think
they're doing all out the way for everybody.
I understand.
Yeah, you go to the meeting.
The intent is they will provide somebody to be there 2 days when you need riding. And if it's going to be multiple guys, it's going to be. But well, I understand your point. The intent is they will be there when you need us to do that. Yeah. They'll come to each site when you're ready for 2 days. You can do it from 1 to 2, then that's on y'all. Alright. The one thing I noticed in this one laying in front of me is the Northampton purpose project. It says all work associated with shoulder construction on the SR 1337 Britton Road is incidental to the lump sum price for grading, no additional work for shoulder, but that's a site specific little note that goes with that particular one. So, I just direct your attention to make sure you read each one of these things thoroughly, because there might be little idiosyncrasies that go with some of these sites. I know kind of bidding, we've already talked about that. I'm not going to go through that. The mandatory pre-bid, which y'all are all here, and I don't need to go through all of that. Page 8, bid bonds required according to 102-10. Contract paid performance bonds in accordance with 137. Contract time liquidated damages. The date of availability is January 23rd. The completion date is April 7th. Except as otherwise noted, not breaking period. LD is a $500.
Presumably, extension of time that pipe is unavailable.
That will be handled in accordance with standard specs we will get. if there's a delay beyond the respective contractors involved, and we'll be working that to try to get any other.
You said the pipe will be available starting when?
First of January.
Right after the day availability
is confirmed,
so
y'all don't. I don't anticipate there being a problem if we get the bid
slip. So if by the day availability, all the pipes for this job should be available, right?
There will be pipes available for each contract by availability day. And it's possible there will be pipes available prior to availability day.
So if the completion date takes into account what you said, the light is staggered a little. Because based upon what I'm hearing, the last section of pipe, we might not get until 5 or 6 weeks after that.
After what?
Either so. After January 23rd.
I mean, it's feasible, and we realize that. That's why we wanted to have a pre-bid talk about it. We realize it might not all be on hand by the 23rd. And you're going to be moving from site to site to site. You know, we'll work in less than ideal conditions with the base station we have.
If y'all had a fight, you will be hollered up.
Well, there's pipes out there, we need hollers.
Yeah.
Let me say, well, my pipes out there is not much you can do about it. The roads are already closed, there's a gaping hole in them anyway. But if you go out there and dig in or not, there's still a gaping hole in the road. So. We don't want y'all to go to these holes way in advance
in the curve,
and open it up and disturb it even more, because at least it's sitting there in its own state, not eroding and washing the world away right now.
Right.
That's right, exactly. So,
with the 23rd being the day of availability and the potential of pipe being here earlier, is there that 23rd, is that the extra stone you can't start to live or?
If everything is submitted and the contract is awarded and what you need to go on site one is ready, like Tom said, you start.
Or the contract is executed.
Huh?
Or the contract is executed.
Yeah.
Is technically when they can start.
Yeah. Yeah. So then that's not a set in stone date. We can go earlier than that. If everything comes together and it's all done, and the materials there, you can't sort of.
Do we have to wait 30 days for the environmental meeting?
No, they don't want to get it.
I think it would be good to be very
likely.
Okay.
We'll have to meet on site.
That's fine.
I don't think any of these environmental people can plan.
Okay.
You know how they are sometimes.
It is a little bit just.
Okay.
As long as play or falls and get there. We'll be fine.
There you go.
And both of them will probably be brought off to meet on site.
Okay.
We don't want the pipe to be in, and y'all have 2 more weeks to get to get into that. So obviously, if it comes in tomorrow, we can't expect you to talk Saturday or Monday. You got to have time. But we don't need a 3 week notice. They got the coordinate.
Correct.
We got the coordinate.
Right.
And we're together. So,
plus, people in the work is the same thing as expect to see as when we do. The weight limits still apply. No major contract items, suspected items, or road patrol items, and they're all various road patrol items just to be suspected contracts. So, steel fence, fiber mask, bottles, food motion, DVE. The DVE provision is in here, and it does have a DVE goal of 3%. I direct your attention to that. And I'm not going to go through all of that. Legally, other than the fact that it does have a goal, you should exercise everything within your power to meet it. And once you get obligated to it, you should live up to that obligation. These are too many conferences lately and gotten, I won't say chastised, but the eyes are on it. About making sure that everybody's doing what's supposed to be, living up to the obligations in the contract. So it's here, 3%, in this particular one, you know, if you need it, great. If you don't, good faith. The records and everything that you've got is turned in, we expect you to get turned in, and the respective field offices will be monitoring the contract. I think the intent right now is probably Hertford and Northampton will be handled out of the hockey office. Berkey, Camden, Killon, and McClellan will be handled out of the Williams Center. Okay. Once we get this done, get this thing awarded, and say, here, congratulations, you'll be welcome to the field office.
I don't think that'll change. We may have some switches in house amongst who goes to inspection, but Dad's office out of Williams and we'll minister to you, and Scott Hall's out of hospital, and say, here, the Hertford and the
Okay, so all the DVE stuff is pretty much up to plan for me. These all federal aid jobs, they're all federal aid stuff, they'll apply. Payroll too. So, we got on the conference call yesterday with Brad Hibbs and Will Baby and all the kids, so we want to make sure that they're all happy because when all this is said and done, we want them to write up with it. We don't get any shit. Father, precious act, suspects. There are no suspects information in this project. Not being funny, most of the suspects information you go out there and look at the whole field. It's exposed. Locating underground existing utilities. We are doing our best to get stuff out of the way, but you still have to exercise caution due to supposed to do domestic steel, cooperation between contractors, the Iran Divestment Act. It's still on there. The liability insurance is the same. The subletting stuff applies. Make sure you're doing all your forms and stuff and working it out through the secretary and office. Just some of this legalese stuff. The roadway subdivision, the road and subcontrol, stormwater certifications. Make sure you. All the people are certified that they need to be. Submit the list of critical individuals to the respective field office for your contractors, like you always would. Who your people are, who your local people are, who you know, all the supervisors sign and all that. So, submit all that to them. Pre-construction meeting. There'll be a full regular pre-construction to each one of these when the time comes. I would expect that the office. Even though you may meet on site and have one on site, I expect you want to have a regular old fashioned pre-con with whoever's involved or what contract when you come in the award. So, bar fish discharge, all that standard old stuff. Lump sum grading of the performance was the 226. You'll notice that in the line item, you got a grading item at essentially each culvert location. We got bar. And we'll give it just a question about the foundation of the material we can recommend.
Before you leave that, you got the least all references to section 230 borrows, and then you got a line item for 230 borrows. I'm a little confused. What are y'all trying to get at there? Don't we need to set the 230 since we have a bid item for it?
But we didn't want to incorporate that in the lump sum grade.
I understand that you've got a separate bid item, which the standard set states there's no bid item that's incorporated.
Right.
So you're only deleting it out of that part, but not the paid item portion of the specification.
Right.
And that's not terribly clear. That's why I wanted to make sure that I understood.
I think the intent was all references to section 230 bar excavation are deleted from section 2.6.
We don't want you to assume that you're putting bar in your lump sum grading item. We're going to give you a line item for it.
Right. Which I found that.
Yes, sir. It is a little confusing.
Okay.
Truck labeled with the bar. That's all creek clay, that's just where everybody's moved on, let's go back to creek clay. No time for the test, and obviously, we need to get this package ready.
Do you see some limitations? Or can we tell you whenever we get ready? We presume you want to open these days together.
You can say
The goal is to get the public back where they belong.
That's what we're doing.
Within reason. We don't need to spread salt and sand and fly them. If the water won't fall out of the drum on the roller, it's probably too cold.
Are you going to, as soon as the contractor sends a map and cleans the truck, then they call off file?
I think we can accept each individual location as you finish it. Yes, we will accept each location and absolve you from, standard old stuff. Instead of waiting to finish every map and then we go back and file the whole contract.
For these three projects only.
Huh?
For these three contracts only. They're not saying they're pressing me. We'll keep the main and recover the contract.
It's an emergency, right?
It's an emergency.
Okay, I'm skipping through this pile of propaganda about concrete and grass and all sorts of stuff. Road control for stolen the road control items are in the back. That's the standard special reason for that. Dewatering. I'm gonna pay 68. I don't have a clue where dewatering is in some of these other contracts. Probably close to 68. The contract seller hears all the permits of dewatering process. The contract seller may elect to dewater the two piles of aqua barrier. Any deviation from the permit must be pre-approved by the permitting agent and NCDOT. No additional time of compensation will be granted if alternate methods are used. The generic road control item dewatering will be paid for at lump sum bid price, which will be full compensation for all items applied in the construction, removal, and temporary bypass system for water, for dewatering, including but limited to any pump, hardware, sheet pile, aqua bag, silt bag, or other items containing all the 400. So, they are, obviously, there is dewatering, there is a line of dewatering, and you will go out and compare the permits with the drawings, with the hole, and bid accordingly. Years and years ago, Hank Davis once told somebody that should have been indiscriminate distributed amongst all the others. Anything you can't define should be indiscriminate distributed amongst all the others. So the dewatering is pretty much specified. You're going to have to dewater it. How you choose to do it, it's here. Additional undercut may be necessary at no fault to contact due to unsuitable pipe bed material, which we all are aware that subject exists. Any undercut beyond the specified 1 foot below the pipe bed without the contract control and be paid for at the cubic yard price if you bid accordingly. General aluminum pipe coat requirements. All work not covered by line item provided bid form between infidel, the grading. All materials shall meet the requirements of the materials to a standard set. Full work and shipping materials supplied with concrete grinding facility and injected. Pipe and vert elevation shall be rumbled by a stream bed. All holes and pads of pipe prepared by a backfill. Pipe bed will be undercut and backfilled with 57 stone 2 foot below the pipe and vert elevation. Pipe and pipe foundation. Prepare the pipe foundation in accordance with the applicable methods and with the contract document 2-9 grade. Where find the four symbols of support, foundation fulfillment of plans, install foundation to be a set time in the area, backfill prior to backfill of 57, any undercut beyond Right. One says 1 foot, one says 2 foot.
1 foot below the tree. So the height says 1 foot below the tree.
One.
Cut is 2 feet below the height.
Any undercut, the ones that any undercut are going to be specified 1 foot below the pipe there. Okay. Maximum material shall be 57 from 2 foot below to minimum 6 inches above the pipe floor. Now, this came up, this question was asked, and we decided we wanted to deal with it today. If you look at the pipe drawing, it says, the line item says foundation condition material. Is that right, John? And that's
Chris.
It says foundation condition material minor structure. And this simplifies right. It says 2,400 tons. The intent is that the material in the bottom and the material all the way on top of the cover is all the same material. And then when they say foundation material, I said it's all the same stuff. If somebody asked about select versus foundation material and whatnot, it's a big hole in the ground, and you can put 50 stems in the bottom, you can put a pipe in the hole, and you can cover it up the stems above the pipe. So regardless of what the verbiage says in this line item, it's all the same backbone.
When you take all the two at the bottom of that pipe being 2 foot minimum.
You talking about that little call patch area?
That it should the stone underneath of it being 1 foot minimum, but it's 2 foot, I think is what.
Yeah.
Well, it actually has both, as the other gentleman spoke of.
Right.
The general requirement is that you've got to go 2 feet below the pipe inlet, which has got to be 1 foot below the tree inlet. And then the additional culvert under that, it does have 1 foot below the pipe inlet.
Right.
It does not have the 2 feet.
So we have to be 2 foot below the tree inlet or 3 foot?
And so there is a discrepancy. Yep. And then this drawing has the 1 foot, which matches the additional culvert undercut. It does not have the 2 foot that matches bullet number 5 in the general requirement. And then, of course, hopefully nobody's asking about the select is because the squiggly line over the lower corner says that's class 0, class 3 select. If you look behind the gentleman's ear, it says class 3, class 2. And so what you're saying is up to 6 inches above the pipe, you want 57 stones, and above that, you want ABC, all the way up to the 3 foot deep.
Yeah. So we need to stand with that when you stand with that. Because it does reflect very close to it. The language in here passes the drawing. It will all be like you need. But the question was, it's not, when you read the line item, it says we find it to be the amount of structures, then you realize, dang, that's supposed to be in the bottom. And I'm going all the way, if you like playing the bottom of the back base with it, that's, the thing is, you'll fill it up with stones, and you're like, we're about working with select bar and sand and whatnot, and piping that together the one time. You fill it up with rock, cover it up with something, and put it all together.
How deep do y'all want to include which one is 1 foot or 2 foot, which one of those is correct below the pipe?
3 foot.
So y'all want to change the additional cover under that?
Yeah. 2 foot under the pipe is just included in the grading line.
What any foot below the tree inlet?
2 foot under the pipe is the incidental to the grading. Anything below that is the additional undercut that's correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay.
The ABC says it's only 6 inches above the top of the pipe. The department shall. It says the department shall cut the aluminum cover at each end of the pipe as necessary to both this complex and utilities, which I'm hoping that we got rooms we don't need to.
That was really the problem.
That's a standard old. Yeah, this was the language we had on the other job.
They will be able to tell you.
Yeah. Stand and search for Dave Linders. Availability of funds are coming out of the contract.
Before we leave, you gentlemen, where is the barn at? So what we need for Asa to get to the bottom of the pipe, everything within that float, you will line it with fabric and back to the 677. And so the bar will just be what's beyond that. And the ABC, is it the entire length of the pipe? Some of the divisions are doing barrows, they're doing ABC or 1 foot outside the road, and then barrows. Where does the barrow go? Or y'all doing ABC all the way to the airbox?
And if for some reason we need to meet and you want to control in one method versus something else, you can work it out and do that. I wouldn't want to say make a blanket statement that be the fact, but some of them may have been perched in the past. We'll verify each one of these locations if it would help. We can go out there and put a temporary grave somewhere out there, man, while you're trying to get the package together, and then you'll know how much we
have.
I don't think it's beyond reason to say whatever we put out there, man, won't be your final control. We'll put something out there that's painted on the paper. X from here. At least you'll know.
Most of these, your existing centerline elevation, even though you may not have the centerline like over the culvert, the elevation of 100 was assumed at the culvert site, but at the end, not at the end of the centerline. So if you take that, that's going to get you really close. But we'll set a benchmark.
Thank you.
One thing Johnson said about the fabric. The drawing here doesn't show the fabric.
It shows fabric in the bottom,
not at the bottom, and not on the sides, and not across the top. Paid by the square yard. How does that be?
All right, let's clarify that. These do not require you to encapsulate that entire excavation with fabric.
Okay.
The intent is to put fabric in the bottom and come 2 or 3 feet up the side by the steel within about 3 yards, just so that when you put that stone in the bottom, you don't lose it in okay. What may or may not be under that.
You may want to check with your pipe manufacturer. Their guidelines are requiring fabric over the top, and some of them are requiring geogrid over
right.
The top.
That's correct.
And other divisions, that's being required by Pomona and by Lane on the same product in other divisions.
That's correct. And generally Pomona will provide some geogrid with the pipe.
Yeah, we've been told on the ones that are going to DOT, they're not providing it. On the ones we're buying direct, they are furnishing.
I think we have one or two that may have that.
Driveways and private property, obviously you're going to be there working and they'll maintain access to any residents or whatnot that's adjacent to it. Many of these shouldn't have any major access issues in the north of the plugger hole. You know, there shouldn't be full access to my head thing. But if it is, you just need to accommodate whoever needs to come and go. That brings me to the real fine print about not going over there.
How about traffic control? Y'all got a lot of these closed, some of them are open, very little detours. What do y'all need us to put in for?
I think the important would be we would.
I think we'll handle our traffic service. We'll handle if the road is not closed currently, we'll handle that.
We're going to close the road with barricades and then put up appropriate detours. So you'll be working in a closed walk.
That sounds good.
The intent is it'll be a closed work zone and barring snow and ice. When you get right to finish that hole, you finish the hole so we can pull it all up and let traffic have it begun.
Right.
And for some reason, we'll live through the next phase, but for some reason, the weather is just to a point where it's not what it ought to be, and we need to open it under stone, and you know, we'll deal with that on a case by case basis. Let's work with the optimistic attitude that when we put barricades up, you're going to get in there, when we put barricades up, it's finished.
Right.
But the intent is you'll work in the closed work zone like we're like that. We'll have barricades up now. If you elect to come up and you have to supplement something for your own people's protection, that's entirely on y'all. There's a line item for that. We're going to put up the barricade, the half barricade, like wherever the turnaround point is. We'll put up the full barricade. We'll have the signs, you know, road closed, et cetera, and then we'll put up the neutral. But if you elect to want to add some measure, that's entirely on y'all. That gets, other than the the actual line items in the back of each respective one, and all the legal propaganda at the back. I have reached the end of the document that I have in front of me. Now, what we can do now is open the floor and talk about specific site conditions that each individual it's about what, 12? It's 11 to 12 of these sites. I mean, we can sit here all day and go through every one of them, show the slide maps, show the photos, or if anybody's got a specific interest, we can just go to those and talk about it. A lot of them pretty much is just a gaping hole, and you've got to fill it in. Yeah, all right, NC 561. That has got two 48-inch pipes in it that were put in as temporary to restore traffic on that primary right. All that's going to have to come out and just move over to the inside. And the pipes in there, they're just long doing it. I mean, the pipes that are in there, they're brand new 48. But hey, when we turn over to the contract, everything inside the contract was the contract. Everybody can save them, great. We don't pull them back, we're not going to stand there and try to start them and sweep them. And it was putting into the 4561 a major right, and the detour was tearing up some secondary roads and being a major hindrance. It was paved as a temporary stop. We're still going to close it. Still go out there and cut it all out. So it's over there and pay for that. 2.32.
Right on that contact Britain Road.
I think there's a note on there, Tim, that says, I reckon that stuff overwashed and cut. As long as we get over there and get, I think that's right, John. You know, what you want, did we get a reasonable distance ahead of where we had anything to serve and go from there?
You want
to mill
the house
and
leave
it?
Britain Road will be required to acquire the pipe that is approximately 200-300 feet downstream. Yeah, you can see it in the drawing there. And you can probably just pull it, drag it back. But you will be required to
retrieve
that.
That's the only one?
That's the only one that's that far downstream.
Yeah.
A little bit downstream as well, but it's not nearly as far as this one.
You say all the dirt you see in that detail road, just get it to the right of what you're going on there.
Whatever you can recover from the right of way with machines on it.
Have you got the right of way, or you got the person of original contract on it? If you want to get that pipe, how many items have to request? Did you get just that?
We'll make sure that takes care of that.
We'll make sure we have right to the whatever we need.
That's just
either all kind of dug in the drive. they use the provision curtain will be needed because all the...
It'll have to be watered every hole, right?
Every hole has to be being watered. Yeah. The only way to place the pipe in the ground and get the modbrook on the head on the pipe.
Okay. Well, that's the key. You need a silt bag to pump your hole right to be wet before the dust provision curtain goes. You're going to have to keep out and dry it. But the contractor is responsible for the permit to be worn, even when it, is that what y'all were saying earlier, and that was y'all saying?
The permit?
The permit was the sheet water.
The permit includes the water. As long as you use the sheet piling or the aquavary, if you, or silt back, some type of, if you want to use something else, you may have to just run it through us to verify.
I thought one of these.